This is Krishna Janmashtami, continued, the Utsav lecture of 2010. This is part 7. This is about Krishna Kripa, the incredible mercy of Krishna, Brijendranandan. This is the original form of Krishna, holding the flute, as playing with the gopas and gopis, as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Rupa Goswami establishes this Siddhanta in his Lagu Bhagavatamrita 1.5.4.6.1. This verse is also quoted in Anti Leela 1.67. Krishnonyo yadasambhuto yapurnastos yatapara vrindavana Prityajya na kvachin neva gacchati. The Krishna known as Yadu Kumar or Yadavendra is Vasudev Krishna. This Vasudev Krishna is different from the Krishna who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, Gopendra Nandan. Yadu Kumar Krishna manifests his pastimes in Mathura and Dwarka. But Nanda Nandan, the son of Krishna, never at any time leaves Vrindavan. Then in Lagu Bhagavatamrita Purvakanda 1.6.5, Srimpada Rupa Goswami says that Krishna is always accompanied by Radharani. Dvi bhuja savada sotra nakadachi chatur bhuja gopyaik gop Gopyaikaya yutas tatra parikriyati nityada. The original form of Krishna always manifests two arms. He never manifests four arms. This two-armed Krishna is always standing at the right-hand side of the foremost gopi, Srimati Radhika. So to further the glorification of Krishna, Krishna's Nam Rup Gun Leela, here's something about Krishna's mercy, Sri Krishna's Kripa. Krishna Kripa, Bhagavan Kripa, the mercy of God, the grace of God. The mercy of Krishna is so extraordinary that a foolish person can become a scholar. A lame person can cross over the mountains. This is told in the Gita Dhyanam, meditation on Gita by Shankaracharya. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate giram yat kripa tamaham vande paramananda madhavam. Sri Madhav is a personification of supreme transcendental bliss. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. That Bhagavan Madhav, Sri Krishna, he can turn the dumb person into an eloquent speaker, the Mukam Karoti Vachalam. And he can enable a lame and crippled person to cross over a mountain. Such is the mercy of the Lord. Yat kripa tamaham vande. This is the mercy of Krishna. If someone gets the mercy of Krishna, there are some signs of that that are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 88.8. Because if Krishna favors someone or gives his grace or blessings, then that person loses everything. Because if Krishna favors someone, then he shows his favor by taking away everything, at least everything non-Krishna. So Sri Krishna spoke this verse or shloka to Indradev. 10.88.8. Yasyaham anugrinami harishe tadanam shane tato danam tejant yasya Swajana dukkha dukkitam Indra, if I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. Then his relatives and friends abandon that poverty-stricken devotee who is deeply affected by distress. So some devotees are affected by distress and they accept it as Krishna's mercy. Any loving reciprocation with the Lord, whether it's chastisement, rebuking, crack on the back, or the award, the presentation of a full plate of Mahaprasad, or an invitation to Mahaprasadam with the pujaris of Radharaman Temple, a stroke of good fortune, causes mercy, a hoitaki kripa of Radharaman. Some devotees of the caliber of Queen Kunti, Kunti Mata, they actually pray for difficulties. They pray for mishaps and setbacks and calamities, and they see that as Krishna's mercy. Kunti Devi reveals her extraordinary state of consciousness in a wonderful illumination in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8, verse 25. Vipada santuta shasvat tatra tatra jagad guru bhavato darshanam yasyad apunar bhavadarshanam. O Sri Krishna, I wish that all those calamities, vipad, would happen to me again and again so that we could see you again and again. O Jagadguru, O Lord of the universe, teacher of everyone in the universe, seeing you, bhavata darshana, meeting you or seeing you, means that we will no longer see or meet repeated births and deaths. Apunar bhavadarshanam, bhavasindhu. I hear Queen Kunti is saying, yes, calamities are good. We pray that they happen again and again. Because when we're facing calamities and we don't see the calamities, we see your face, Krishna. We remember you and your smile and see this calamity as your touch, as your embrace, as your mercy, as your kindness. Krishna's Kaviraj describes mercy in Madhya Lila 683 and says that only by mercy can Krishna even be known. No one can understand or perceive or realize Krishna without his mercy. Of course, there's a verse in Bhagavatam very similar to that. Ishvarera kripalesha hayata jahare sehita ishvara tatva jani bare pare. The Acharya continued, if one receives but a tiny bit of the Lord's favor by dint of devotional service, he can understand Ishvara Tattva. He can understand the truth, or the absolute truth. He can understand the nature of the Supreme Controller, Ishvara Tattva Jani. He can know the absolute truth. In 3.2.23, it describes that Krishna is so kind, so grateful and merciful, that even a demon that comes to murder him, he will award that demon a divine destination. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jigam sayapayayat apyasadvi labegatem tatri chutam tatonyam kamva dayalum shananam brajema. Aho baki yam stanakala kutam. How astonishing when Putana, Baki, the wicked sister of Bakasura, tried to kill child Krishna by offering him deadly poison on her breast. She smeared her stana, her breast, with kalakutam, the deadly poison kalakut, apayayat. She forced him to drink. She forced him to drink the deadly poison on her breast. She was a sadhvi. Even though she was a sadhvi, Putana, or a bucky, Putana Asuri, was very impure and dangerously inimical to Krishna, a sadhvi. Nevertheless, she achieved the position of Krishna's dhatri. Putana tried to kill Krishna by forcing him to drink her poison-covered breasts. Nevertheless, Gopal bestowed upon her the position of his nursemaid. Could I ever have a merciful a shelter as that Lord Krishna? Atapite deva pudambuja dvaya prasadale shanu grihite vahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno machanya eko pi chiram vichinvan. 10.14.29 Brahmastuti, prayers by Lord Brahma. Again, he's describing prasad lesha anugrihita. Prasad lesha anugrihita. The favor, anugraha. The favor of a lesha. Lesha kripa. Prasad lesha. The favor of a drop of mercy, a trace of mercy. Oh, my Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate are unable to know you, even though they study the Vedas for many years. Rupa Goswami describes in his Stavamala, Tribhangi Panchakam, that the waves of Sri Krishna's mercy give hope to hopeless and wretched devotees. This is Stavamala, Rupa Goswami. Prachinanam bhajanam atulam dushkaram shinvato me nairashyena jvalati vridiyam bhakti leshalasasya vishvadrichim agahara tavakarnya karunyam vichim asha binduk shitam Iramupet yantare hanta shaityam. O Agasura, slayer of the demons and the destroyer of sins, when I hear of the extremely rigorous sadhana and bhajan undertaken by great souls like Sri Shukamuni and Maharaj Ambarish in former times, my heart is devoid of any trace of bhakti. Bhakti lesh. My heart, which is devoid of any trace of bhakti, becomes stricken with remorse and hopelessness because such difficult sadhana and bhajan will never be possible for me to perform. Thus I feel that I will never be able to obtain your lotus feet. When I see the waves of mercy that you have diffused everywhere from Brahma down to the most heinous sinners, my heart becomes pacified again and still with a new ray of hope.